Agenda item four is the report by our State Water Resources Control Board members. Mr. Segundi.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board. As always, it's a pleasure to be here, and I'm actually going to miss being here and that delightful drive up from Los Angeles. Just a few things I wanted to report on, and I'll save to the end our new board member. But the State Board itself will be having a retreat on July 11th and 12th. I will characterize it as our visioning process. We are going to be going over our priorities and our resources, what we feel we can accomplish over the next few years. This is a somewhat unusual item for us. That's really the first time we've had an opportunity to meet as a full board since we've lacked two members for some time, and we've been waiting for them to join us. And we will certainly be communicating with the regional boards as to the results of that meeting. But that'll be next week on the 11th and 12th. Some of you may have heard a little bit about numeric limits in stormwater. The Blue Ribbon Committee that we impaneled last September has finally issued their report. They issued it a couple of weeks ago. It's 23 pages. It's on our website. I would urge in the strongest possible terms that each and every one of you read through that in quite some detail. It's somewhat of a fascinating report. It is a unanimous opinion of all eight members. These were academicians that have come together. And the question they attempted to answer was it technically feasible to impose numeric limits for stormwater in our municipal permits, our construction permits, our general permits, et cetera. And they came to varying answers. I'm not going to give you my interpretation. I think each and every one of you should have your own interpretation. But we will be holding two workshops regarding the results of this report. And remember, this report is nothing more than a recommendation to the State Board. The State Board will be making that decision, and I hope that's something we'll be able to do in the fairly near future. Most of our stormwater permits have been, if you like, hanging fire for a couple of years now, waiting for us to make a decision on numeric limits. Our two workshops on this will be, the first will be July 21st in Sacramento in one of our hearing rooms, and the second will be July 28th at the Metropolitan Water District in Los Angeles. I believe they'll begin at about 10 o'clock, and we will go as long as necessary. If we find it necessary to have a third workshop, we certainly will. I expect this will engender quite some interest on the part of all of our stakeholders. In addition, it's been a somewhat busy month for us in terms of recommendations. Some of you may have seen that we have put out recommendations on both our areas of special biological significance as well as the 316B once-through-cooling power plants. Those are, again, on the website, and we will be holding a series of four workshops to solicit input on those. July 31st will be the first one in Sacramento, August 1st in Santa Rosa, August 8th in Los Angeles, and August 15th in Monterey. Septics. We also are making some progress there. We hope by the middle of the fall to have a new pamphlet, if you like, of recommendations on our septic systems. And if all goes well, we hope to be in a position to adopt those by the end of next summer. So approximately a year from now, I hope we will have our final regulations in place in terms of our 1.2 million septic systems throughout the state of California. Finally, ex parte communications. I think most of you know that our general counsel, Michael Laufer, has been working diligently on a draft of ex parte communications. The board has had an opportunity to review the draft. We have given some comments back to Michael. I know he has revised it. And Ms. Okun, I will ask you, do you know when that is going to be published at this point in time?
No, I don't. The last internal draft I saw was quite some time ago, so I don't
know. All right. But it should be in the relatively near future. I think we've, frankly, resolved most of the controversial issues. And the purpose of this ex parte communication report, it's done in a question and answer format so that especially for new board members, you have questions in the back of your mind, you'll be able to, excuse me, to turn to the report and see exactly what our general counsel recommends. From a personal point of view, I will tell you, that I feel, obviously, that we're all public servants. We should be available to the public. That's easier for me to say since I'm a full-time employee as opposed to these board members who, of course, are volunteers and meet essentially once a month. But I urge all board members to be as open and available to the public as possible. And certainly your counsel will tell you when you should not be talking on a particular subject, but I tend to kind of bend over backwards to, again, be as open as possible. Finally, this indeed is a transition day for me. I will be leaving you as the liaison for Region 3. I will then become the liaison for Region 9, which is the San Diego region, and especially the border issues. I think I'm the only board member that is more or less fluent in a second language, Spanish in this particular case. And so when Pete Silva left, we had a vacancy there, so the chair has asked me to be our liaison for border issues, which puts me in San Diego. So I will retain the Los Angeles Region 4 and pick up Region 9 in terms of San Diego. Gary Wolfram, who I'm going to introduce in just a second, will be your new liaison, and he will be doing Regions 2 and Region 3. Art Baggett will be doing Regions 1 and Region 6. Charlie Hoppen, who's our other new board member, will be doing Regions 5 and 7. And I believe Tam Dodak will be doing Region 8. That's kind of how we're splitting things up in the future. And we are delighted that we're going to have a full complement of board members. Let me just read you very briefly a bio on Charlie, and then I'm going to have Gary introduce himself. Charlie Hoppen, 59, of Yuba City, was appointed to the Water Board just recently, the last couple of weeks. He has over 35 years of farming experience and currently farms 700 acres of rice and 2,000 acres of melons, walnuts, safflower, wheat, and corn. Hoppen has served on the California State University Agricultural Advisory Committee since 2005, as chair of the California Rice Industry Association since 2000, and as vice chair of the Farmers Rice Cooperative since 1995. Previously, he served on the State Board of Agriculture from 2002 to 2006 and the Sutter Mutual Water Company Board of Directors from 2000 to 2002. Hoppen is a Republican. The one criticism that I heard about Charlie, and I mentioned this just for the benefit of the public, is that why would we appoint someone, and we, that's the grand we, obviously it's the governor, why would the governor appoint someone to the water board that, quote, knows nothing about water? If you've been a farmer for over 35 years, you know an enormous amount about water. I don't quite know where that criticism has come from, but Charlie, I have found, has hit the ground running. He has a detailed knowledge of water, water rights, water quality, and I think is going to be tremendously beneficial to the board. Finally, there's Gary Wolf. And Gary, I'm not going to read your biography because I'd like you to come up here and explain your background yourself, but Gary has just recently joined us also from the San Francisco Bay region. He is currently on Region 2's board, so he certainly knows everything there is to know about water quality and water rights. So, Mr. Wolf, please come up.
Thanks, Jerry.
Congratulations.
That was the official transitional handshake. As someone who apparently knows everything about water quality, let me tell you the first thing, which is that I don't know everything about water quality. I'm pleased to be here. I don't really I think it's possible to introduce oneself in the few short minutes that are available. I look forward to getting to know many of you over the years that I intend to be on the board through one-on-one interactions or group interactions, or just sitting in the meetings and listening to you. Briefly, my background is in environmental engineering. I also have a PhD in resource economics. I started my professional career in California working for the San Francisco Bay Regional Water Quality Control Board in the 80s. I served as a consulting engineer for about 10 years thereafter. I taught at the Monterey Institute of International Studies for a year in environmental economics. I spent the last 5.5 years in the nonprofit sector doing environmental research at the Pacific Institute in Oakland, California. And I spent the last 15 months serving on the San Francisco Bay Regional Water Quality Control Board. So I have a long professional and personal history in the water quality field, and I've seen it from a lot of different perspectives, which is one of the roles that I hope to play in this region as liaison, is understanding sort of those different perspectives in your region and how they interact, because every region's different, every community's different. I sit on a community advisory committee in the Castro Valley Sanitary District where I live, and I'm always amazed at how the nine people on the committee who, eight of whom don't have anything to do with these issues on a regular basis. I'm always interested in their perspective, what it looks like from a homeowner or from a local business person's perspective or someone on a city council. So I'm happy to be here, and I'll be glad to play the role of liaison in whatever way you like. The role is not very well defined, although we do actually have a two-page memo on it at the State Board, but it can be as small or as large as people like. At minimum, I will be here every month that I can make it here. There isn't a schedule conflict. At minimum, I will provide a report like Jerry did on what's going on at the State Board and be glad to answer your questions about that, sort of the Sacramento to the region information. I'm also glad to, as I said earlier, listen to what you have to say and filter that up to Sacramento, because the most effective policies at the state level are those which respect and understand the realities on the ground in the regions and in the communities. And so understanding, you know, the details of what's going on in your lives and how these rules affect you is very important to us all. And last, I'm glad to share my technical expertise to the extent that that's useful. I am a sanitary engineer. My position requires I be a licensed engineer with sanitation experience. That experience, I think, exists elsewhere in the system, so my particular skills may not be that important. But I'm also a resource economist, and I know that economic issues are more and more important in the decision-making process, and we really have a scarcity of economic skills in the system. Traditionally, economics have not been a large dimension of water quality decision-making in California, and they're becoming more so because the law has been changed in certain places to require consideration of economic issues. It's not that we're going to make decisions based on the economics per se, but along the way, consideration of economic issues has become more important. And I'm glad to help technically in that area if it's useful to you. I spent all day on Wednesday in the San Francisco Bay regional offices working on a couple of issues with staff. So with that, I am pleased to be here. Oh, yeah, I wanted to say one last thing. I really enjoyed my night last night in San Luis Obispo. I walked around town a little bit, and not only was there a farmer's market, which, you know, was just a pleasant experience and is in a nice town, it's a nice town as well, but I discovered the at least two blocks of the creek restoration that was done. I'm not sure when that was done, but I was really struck with how nice a fusion it is of environmental values and modern construction techniques. You know, the whole thing is built, and yet it feels very natural, very pleasant. And that type of fusion of environmental values and construction design skills is becoming increasingly important to the way we solve these problems. And so to those of you in San Luis Obispo who maybe were involved with or supported that project, congratulations. It's a very nice part of your downtown.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and one thing I would like to say that in terms of how we interact, Jerry has been really great at keeping a pulse on what's going on in our region and then reporting back to us those topics as they develop and are discussed at the State Board. So, in fact, all the things that he went through,
yes,
the septics and what have you,
yes,
you know, that we're dealing with constantly, it helps us to kind of be reminded where the State Board is at,
yeah,
in terms of the progression of those same issues. So
I'll be glad to try to fill that role. I'm delighted Jerry was here to do it since I've been on the job eight
right.
days. I can't possibly know which issues we're working on at the state are most relevant down here, but as time goes forward, I really look forward to understanding what's most important here and then filling you in.
And you'll pick those up.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. If not, you'll tell me, I'm certain.
Absolutely.
Yeah, by our questions, okay.
Okay.
Chairman Young.
Yes.
We could have those same boxes that we received when we came in forwarded to him.
That was a bad experience for you, John, wasn't it?
Well, we should break him in right.
Okay. And
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I'd just like to say a couple comments. I'd like to welcome Gary. And, of course, Gary and I conversed at a WQCC meeting, quite lengthy, I think, was on the ag waivers at one time and mm-hmm. some other issues, and I was pleasantly surprised when he was appointed. I also want to say thank you to Jerry Secundi. I think of all the years that I've been on this board, he's probably been one of the better liaisons. You got big shoes to fit, and he's been very precise on his presentations, and I appreciated that very much. And he has as the chair has mentioned, brought forth the issues from the state board to our level of the issues that we have ongoing. And I really appreciated his efforts of carrying the message back from this board to the state board. So with that, Jerry, I thank you for all your indulgence of waiting through all these lengthy meetings that we've had.
They're not that long.
Good. Maybe we shouldn't give you this plaque. We do have a plaque, a certificate of appreciation to Jerry, and I'll read it. The certificate is awarded to Jerry Segundi, State Water Resources Control Board Vice Chair, liaison to the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board, in recognition of valuable contributions to the Central Coast region, signed by Roger and myself. And it really has been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Having you. And we, to my recollection, haven't had someone who's been really so fun to be with and engaged and on top of everything as you. And we know, Gary, you are going to surpass
definitely
Jerry.
He's much younger, so he's got the energy.
Yes.
Roger, thank you very
Jerry,
much,
thank
both
you
of you. I will miss you guys, but I'm not leaving the state board, so you will still have me, quote, to kick around for a while. So, thank you so much.
That's actually redeemable for a latte up the street.
A latte up the street, okay.